used to be that receiving the key to his city was a rare honor worthy of the front page. Now, just as front pages are disappearing, apparently all you need to get a key to a city is to ask. We'll ask Mark Malkoff, a comedy writer and filmmaker, who's undertaken some unusual projects. He was on our show after living on an airplane for a month. Now he's gone on a month-long cross-country tour to see how many mayors would give him the key to their cities. Mark Malkoff joins us from New York. Thanks for being with us.
Scott, thanks for having me on again.
How many mayors bit?
I am up to 94, and I'm going to go to 100. I was just with the Baltimore mayor, Sheila Dixon, and that was my 94th key.
Oh, my gosh. 94 keys.
Yes, in 31 days so far.
What do you do? Just call them up? What do you do?
I personally contacted each city, each mayor, and asked for the key to the city, and I said I would do some sort of community service task for each key.
And you have?
I have. Some of the mayors didn't want me to do community service. They're just like, being here is enough, and they would just hand me keys. I seriously, I know. I have a video montage of mayors, me asking mayors, why am I getting the key to the city? And they all say the same thing, which is because you asked.
Can you generalize what they look like?
Okay. I will say in the Midwest, 90% of them, for some reason, have mustaches.
The keys have mustaches?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the mayors. The keys themselves, that's a good question. Some of the keys were 1 inch long. Others, like Hampton, Virginia, were 5 feet tall. And then others were made out of chocolate, which I had to question, do I eat the key or keep the key?
So what kind of community service things have you agreed to do?
Oh, my goodness. I did everything from planting trees to reading to kids to riding with EMS units. Some cities made
riding with EMS units?
Yes.
You're not a medical technician.
I was an assistant.
Well, God forbid, you could have hurt somebody.
I could have. Very, very likely. I also, Lancaster, Pennsylvania made me clean up after their police horses. I did
this
a lot of fun stuff.
Okay, that sounds better. Any cities turn you down?
Detroit turned me down just because Mayor Bing was running for re-election and it was crazy. But I thought that the funniest thing about being turned down by Detroit was, as my friend pointed out, Detroit gave their key to the city in 1980 to Saddam Hussein. I'm not making it up. I'm not making that up, Scott. It's true.
I don't know if their standards have slipped or gone up. when they deny one to you.
I don't know. They don't like comedians, but maybe they like dictators. I don't know. Maybe I should have changed my bio.
Well, Mark, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Mark Malkoff, comedy writer and filmmaker. You can see excerpts from his video project on our website, npr.org. This is NPR News.